Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, and even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Matt. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm living well. What's up?
Hey, not much. How do you help to deal with back spasms?
What's going on? Did it just start?
I pretty much did it about a year ago. I work at Kroger, and I was doing a lot of cars, pushed them late. It was like 90 degrees outside. I kind of overheated myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this past year, I've been going to physical therapy and stuff like the last couple of months. And I still have the back spasms occasionally.
And typically, it's usually a deficiency that causes them. Do you eat well? Are you pretty healthy?
Yeah, I'm pretty active. I bowl about 3 or 4 times a week when I can.
Okay. But what about your eating habits?
I do. I try to eat. I just had some steak earlier today. I try to when I can eat. I don't eat as much as I should, but I don't know if that's... Could kidney stones be part of it, too?
Can be, but it's mostly when you get spasms all the time, typically your body's not handling your minerals very well. Calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, I mean, they're all affected, and usually vitamin D can play a role, but the reality is if you're not drinking enough water and your body's not handling minerals well, the muscle spasms can pretty much kick into gear and can be pretty uncomfortable. You also, do you have any back pain at all, or is it just spasm?
It does have pain. I would probably
go have someone look at it. And I would probably go to something like maybe an osteopathic physician that's a DO, or a chiropractic physician, someone that works with the musculoskeletal part of the body from a non-surgical perspective, and they can take a good look at it and really see if there might be some segments in the spine that's out, that's, you know, tugging on some of the muscles that might be causing the spasm, or if it's more nutritional related. You're not getting enough water, and your minerals are a little bit out of balance and might be causing some of the issue. I mean, there can be a host of reasons why that's happening, but if it's happened a long time ago and it's still bothering you on a semi-regular basis, you definitely want to get it looked at and have them kind of check into it and make sure that it's not something that's lingering that can't be corrected. That's really my 2 cents on the whole thing. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you send me an email, getwellradio.com, and our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative talk that I get into here, well, they actually follow it out in their clinical practice, and we've got providers all over the country that it's just growing every single day. Really exciting to see. Scientists now, they're saying they're growing hair on bald mice. So guys, if you're bald or got the receding hairline or whatever you got going on, there might be hope. Without extensive surgery and the kind of relocation of the hairs. But they're saying hairless mice grew hair after they received implants of follicles created from adult stem cells, an achievement that points to a possible cure for baldness. The Japanese scientists said their hair sprouted by the mice continued regenerating in a normal growth cycle after the old hairs fell out. So the results suggest that it may be possible to use bald people's own cells as implants that will restore their hair, according to the study published online in the Journal of Nature Communications. We would like to start clinical research within 3 to 5 years so that an actual treatment to general patients can start within a decade, said researchers Kohei Toshima of the Tokyo University of Science. So it is promising, a big issue with a lot of guys and ladies, really. And the big issue is DHT is a byproduct of testosterone, one of the most potent parts of the hormone in the body. And when it goes into certain receptors, it causes them to shut down, the follicles to shut down, which in turn will lead to the baldness. And that is a big issue. But things are right around the corner, guys, seems like. And you ladies that deal with that. That was pretty interesting with that whole thing. 141, they're saying, now have been sickened in a tuna-linked salmonella outbreak. It's really interesting. It says, salmonella outbreak. You hear about salmonella, but not with tuna. So frozen yellowfin tuna product has now sickened about 141 folks in 20 states, including the District of Columbia. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this late Tuesday in a statement. The agency said 21 people have been hospitalized, but there have been no death reported. That's a good thing. So on Monday, nearly 59,000 pounds of the product labeled Nakachi Scrape AA or AAA was recalled by Moon Marine USA Corporation in California. Instead of Tuesday, the CDC said illnesses linked to the recalled product have been reported in many of the states and noted that salmonella illness is often serious for infants, older adults, pregnant women, and persons with impaired immune systems. You got to be careful, yes, absolutely, and with tuna especially. Not only are the canned tuna and whatnot contained full of mercury, you got to be careful with that, but with salmonella outbreak just adds to it. And if you're going to do tuna, always go for the wild caught that's in the stores, and you'll have low mercury content. It's almost impossible with tuna to eliminate mercury altogether, but you can get a very, very low mercury content food in some of the health food stores now that are selling them. So always keep an eye out for that if you're going to do tuna. And obviously, be careful with the whole salmonella deal. Southern states got hit with it really, really hard. So Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, you want to be really careful in those areas. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Hi there. What's up?
Well, I started out trying to find a good doctor in Asheville that was a thyroid specialist because I have the Hashimoto's. And
okay.
I've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue and just a whole slew. But when I found this doctor, well, she's a PA, she did test on me and found that I have Lyme disease.
Okay.
And supposedly this is some kind of epidemic now, Lyme disease anyway.
How tired are you? I mean, tell me the level of severity that you've been dealing with.
Very extreme.
I can't get out of bed?
I can get out of bed. I can function. I'll have a good day, and then the next day it's like I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to get out of my gown.
Yeah. And they're saying, well, with a thyroid, of course, that can play a role too. But if she checked in, you showed positive for Lyme's. There is an herbal formula called Teasel, and it's made, well, it grows in a lot of regions, but it grows heavily in the southeast. And Teasel has been used to ward off the symptoms of Lyme's. People are getting really good results with it. So you might want to look that up online. Look at Teasel. There's only several places where they actually make the product in an herbal homeopathic type formula. But look into that because I have seen people get really good results with that. And it might be something you can take to your doctor and they can work with you on.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Thank you. Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Can get sick, it can also get well. Then we can lifestyle our way into getting sick. We can lifestyle our way out and get well. We just have to make the kind of changes in our life. We have to make the mental shift. Then we have to decide that we want to get well, we want to stay well, and we want to live well. So it's important that we understand that. And if you do, and you can make that shift within your mind, so much can happen in your life. And it really comes down to the want to. And I talk about that all the time because it's true. And we have medicine, and we have all kinds of great information and create nutritional tips. There's all kinds of tools that we can use to help our health. But really, when it comes down to it, whether it's the latest diet fad or a supplement or whatever it might be, the reality is if you're not ready, you know, that's the one thing that you're working with. When you're working with patients as a physician, you can see that. I mean, instantly, you're able to walk into a room and talk with someone, and they say that the average doctor can make a diagnosis, and or not that they can make an accurate one, but they make a diagnosis in their mind, typically, in the first 18 seconds in a room. And that's pretty staggering. And it takes a lot of prideful intuition, I think, to be able to do that quickly, rather than listening to all the facts and to actually formulate, you know, what's really going on with the person. And it's amazing to me that that happens, but at the same time, I think more than anything, and that was quoted by Jerome Groopman, by the way, he wrote a book about hope and being a physician. And it's pretty incredible when you look at that and think, I think doctors know more than anything if a person wants to get well or not. And it really comes down to that, because if a person has an attitude that they want to get well and that they want to stay well, they want to live well, they want to thrive with their health, they don't really want to be sick. Some people find their identity in being sick. Some people can find who they are. They like the attention. It's attention they've never received before. And they get into a place where the attention actually becomes the driving force for a disease process. It becomes who they are, rather than just a health challenge they're dealing with or they've been faced with. If they could come up with a new set of choices and a new set of circumstances to get them out of that health challenge. And that becomes where the victory is. It just depends on a person and their willingness to be able to move through that. And that's what it means to be able to get well, to be able to mentally get well, meaning that you have a shift in your mind. And I mean, for some people, that may mean that you're medicine gets cut in half. Well, you're still on the road to getting well. If you're taking 500 milligrams of medicine every day, and the doctor said you're going to have to take forever, and now through your lifestyle choices and the choices that you're making now, you're able to cut the medicine down to 200 milligrams a day, and your body's functioning at a higher level, then are you winning? Yes, you are. And that's what's important. It's important to learn the fact that your body can change, but your mind is the one area that has to get well first. And that's what we want to help you do here on the show. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe now. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Hayes?
Living well, man. What's up?
I'm having a gum problem. My real gum, anything that I can use for that?
Okay, your gums are what's going on with your gums? Have you been to the dentist? And did they tell you something?
Well, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years since I've been to the dentist.
Okay. You know, what's going on with the gums? Are they hurting?
Well, they get a little sore sometimes.
Typically, if the gums are getting sore, your body's getting a little bit low in vitamin C. Or it could be periodontal disease, which is where there's an infection in the gum lining, right on the edges. And it can cause the gums to recede. It can cause a little red line to form around them. And it's periodontal disease is pretty common after the age of about 40. with folks if they don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. So, I mean, do you not, you don't go every 6 months and get your teeth cleaned and all that?
Oh, it's been a while since I had my teeth cleaned.
Well, I mean, has it been 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, the only thing you need to do, I would just go to your dentist. I'd make an appointment sometime in the near future, maybe the next couple of weeks, and go in and see them. And what's going to happen is they probably will, if it is periodontal disease, they'll probably treat that. Okay, and there's cleaning that they'll need to do within the office. But, you know, the whole thing about going to your dentist every 6 months is not just a gimmick, but you've got tartar that builds up on, you know, around the teeth, and it gets down in the gum line, and that's what can create a lot of the periodontal disease. And again, the older we get, the more susceptible we are to that disease, and it's not a good thing. Obviously, it can lead to a lot of issues. And believe it or not, having a healthy gum line and having a healthy oral cavity, mouth, is critical to our health. Matter of fact, Weston Price, who was a dentist, he actually found so much correlated with what was going on inside of our mouth throughout the rest of our body. And a lot of disease processes that can start within, you know, poor dental care, and that could lead to other areas within the body. So it's important. It really is. If you check out that information, Weston A. Price Foundation, if you want to read on how he tied all that together, pretty impressive. But yeah, I would consider go to your dentist here in the next couple of weeks and see what they have to say. You don't want to let that sit. It'll only get worse. Definitely not going to get better. Vitamin C would be a vitamin that can cause some of the soreness within the gum line. But, I mean, this is not one of those things where I'm telling you, take vitamin C and then call me in 2 weeks. I'm not even doing that at all. I'm saying go see your dentist and consider looking at some vitamin C. And ask him about it, or her, whoever you see. And you'll find out that, you know, there's probably some bacteria that's built up in there they need to treat, take care of, and they can. But, you know, beyond that, you might want to look at cleaning up your diet a little bit, entering in some vitamin C, and keeping that level up too. But it's more about getting that repetitive care with your dentist. And that's just going to keep you out of having any potential periodontal disease, which we're seeing more than more. It's because of not just poor hygiene habits, but it's also poor dietary habits that lead to that as well.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Taking you to the next level with your health and your life. That's what the show's about, of course. Our email for the day brought to you by Gene Me. Check them out at getgeneme.me. You can find and powerful new information about genetic-based testing for your nutrition. You know, one thing to get blood testing done that shows you what's been going on recently, but genetic testing is cutting-edge, brand new, and we're figuring out exactly what your own DNA is made of and what can support it nutritionally. GeneMe is the pioneer in this sort of thing, and you can check them out on the web. Go to getgeneme.me, and they've got a free assessment that you can get. Pretty powerful. But anyway, the email is brought to you by them and says this. John in, is it Braxton? Biloxi, Mississippi. Says, I was diagnosed with MS 2 months ago. I'm only 22 and I feel like I have my whole life in front of me. What advice would you give someone in my situation? Well, the big thing is don't ever lose hope. I mean, because at the end of the day, that's what you don't want to lose. If you've been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and it can be a scary diagnosis at that, especially if you don't really understand much about the disease. But at the end of the day, one thing you don't want to lose is hope. Work with a great team of doctors that will give you that and give you the good practical information as well. A couple of things that can be done on the lifestyle front. Make sure you don't stop exercising. Make sure your nutrition becomes darn near perfect, because your omega-3 fats are going to be important. You're going to make sure you stay off of all chemicals. You don't want to have anything negative going in your body. Because remember, 80% of the body breaks down before you ever get one symptom. And so now there's a point in your life where things are breaking down and have broken down. But the body's pretty powerful at regenerating. So you want to make sure you get what you need through nutrition that's powerful. And your lifestyle choices really do matter. And you want to follow all your doctor's prescriptions and what they tell you. But don't forget that the power of what you can do is amazing. And the choices you make every single day, they really do matter. With MS, don't forget, one of the big keys with the sclerosing that they talk about is the tearing down or the wasting away of the myelin, which is the little sheath, the coating sheath around a nerve, the myelin pulling off and actually causing the nerve not to be able to function as well and even becoming sclerotic, which, of course, means that the nerves begin to decrease in function to the point where it doesn't function that much at all. So that's the key. Now, galactose is a milk sugar. We know for a fact that it helps aid in building the myelin in the body. So goat's milk is great, of course. One of the closest molecular structures we have to human mother's milk, and can work very well. That's why the raw milk products are just so great for your overall health, great for your neurological system. Amazing. So all the local farmers that are around that do raw milk, you know, again, some states, everyone has their different laws. But if you're like me, I grew up on a farm when I was a kid, and we had raw milk constantly, and it was phenomenal. So at any rate, that's some of the best. Those are some of the best things you can do. Vitamin D's got some promise, too. Great research out on the effects of vitamin D and multiple sclerosis. So you might want to look up some of those studies as well. You're 22. You know, you're young. So that's a great thing. One thing I don't want you to think is, I don't have my whole life ahead of me. That's the one thing you don't want to think. We want to encourage you here that you do. And so get a great team around you, make great choices, and get focused, and we'll be here every step of the way if you need us. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. If you're looking for a provider in your area, we've got a great team of them growing around the country. Go to mywellnessproviders.com. It's mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out. Great team all around you, and, of course, people joining the network every single day. We're going to kick it off now and go with Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hi, yes, I have a question on adrenals. Was diagnosed with 3 times the level of cortisol, and the epinephrine. Was sent for a CAT scan to check for tumors, no tumors. So they discharged me with no follow-up, no remedy to lower these levels, advice as far as lifestyle change to lower the cortisol level.
Cortisol is a big one. It's one definitely that a lot of people deal with. And I think the more stressed out we get as just as a country with, you know, people being concerned about paying their bills and all that sort of thing, it becomes a little bit of a challenge all the way around. So what do you do? Well, cortisol levels definitely produced by the adrenals and is a response to the body either being overly fatigued, or and that's emotionally or physically. And what do you do? Well, there's some great things you can do. Green tea is a big one. It blunts cortisol production. Your circadian rhythm, which is making sure that you get in bed at a good reasonable hour, maybe around, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock, depending on your time zone, and waking up earlier rather than sleeping in later is going to help reset the clock. That's a big piece, because when people stay up all night, stay up till 1, 2 a.m., and then sleep till 8, you're throwing your circadian rhythm off, your cortisol levels are off. So, for example, your cortisol is supposed to be elevated when you wake up in the morning. Most people's are not. If your cortisol is elevated, you're awake, and you can snap right out of bed. If it's too low, then you're dragging, trying to get out of bed. You're hitting snooze 8 times, and you really don't want to get up and get moving. And then you get your coffee. What coffee bean does is it stimulates cortisol from the adrenal glands. That's what everybody gets all jazzed up about when they go down to Starbucks, is that it's the coffee bean that produces and stimulates cortisol. If you don't think so, just try it. Drink a bunch of green tea in the morning and see if you get the same effect. You won't, and you're going to be thinking, well, what's the deal? There's plenty of caffeine in green tea, but you don't get the same kick. That's because there's a little bit of an issue there. So you want to make sure you focus and get the nutrition right with everything that you're doing. Now, that is a big, big key. And with cortisol levels, of course, green tea is great. Phosphatidylserine is really good, too. It helps to blunt cortisol. Most of the teas do that, but green tea especially does a great job of it. Now, the other thing is vitamin C. Vitamin C in moderate doses, between about 3 and... For me, this is why I take vitamin C every day, and I do very well on it. It's an ascorbate vitamin C. I do about 3,000 milligrams a day usually. But studies, you know, vary, and everybody's dosage would vary. So your physician or dietitian can guide you on that. But those are some great thoughts, Pam, when it comes to adrenal health. They are key. And don't forget, the mental and emotional rest is a big piece of that as well. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. Human teeth, they say, are healthier in the Stone Age than they are today. Well, that's something to think about for sure. When you sit in the dentist chair, ancient humans had healthier teeth than people do today. The decline in oral health over the past 7,500 years, they say, is a result of the changes in oral bacteria due to human evolution and industrialization. The study authors said these changes have led to chronic oral and other health problems. According to the report published recently in Nature Genetics, the composition of oral bacteria changed markedly in the introduction of farming, and again around 150 years ago. Alan Cooper, who's a professor of the University of Adelaide Australian Center for Ancient DNA, said in a Center news release, with the introduction of processed sugar and flour in the Industrial Revolution, we can see a dramatic decrease in the diversity of our oral bacteria, allowing domination by cavities, causing multiple health issues. The international team, rather, of researchers examined DNA that had been preserved in tartar, like dental plaque, yes, over 34 prehistoric northern European human skeletons. They, of course, looked at all this, the Stone Age, the hunters and gatherers, the medieval times, and they said, of course, as time went on, the oral cavity and oral health became worse. So they're going to continue doing this, they say, to really find out the impact of overall nutrition during the different times. It's interesting. With our dental health and looking at the things that we do today that can dramatically affect our oral cavities. And believe it or not, your dental health plays a big role in your overall health. They found a lot of correlations, especially Weston Price back in the day, found a lot of correlations with how our bodies really, or our teeth rather, if you had, say, for example, a really bad root canal, how it can affect other areas of the body. It can become systemic. You can affect the heart with bacteria and infections that happen in the gum cavity. So it's interesting to see how all of these can play a big role. Now, your dentist visit is more than just cleaning teeth. They are now really jumping on board and seeing more of the overall holistic view of how dental health can really help our overall health in the entire picture. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You may call right now or check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com, shoot me an email. And, of course, we can make it part of this show. Sam, in Florida, he writes, been struggling with enlarged prostate, something that my dad struggled with. Now I'm struggling with it. What can I do? Well, prostate issues are a big one. Nettle root is something you can use to block the conversion of DHT from regular testosterone molecules, which is the culprit in causing things to swell. So that's one thing you can look at. And then also, you've got pumpkin seed oil, zinc, plenty of kind of herbal remedies that can help. Saw palmetto is great. Avocados are great because of the beta-sitosterol that's in there. So a couple things to help with your overall prostate health. The biggest is to make sure you maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's some conflicting research out there. Most doctors want to see it. Your testosterone levels get lower, but it's more about the conversion becoming lower than your actual testosterone levels. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, can't lose the weight, just not feeling good, can't get your brain working right. Well, we're here to help. Here to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. It's about coaching you to the next level with your health and your life, because we all need one. Somebody needs to get somebody moving to make things happen with your health. And that's what I really find. I always say, you know, the 80-20 rule applies. Definitely here. And it's 20% knowing what to do. It's 80% behavior. I almost think it's 90% behavior and 10% really knowing what to do. And making the impact and making the change and really going to the next level with your health and your life. On this show, we want to help you. We want to push you to give you the tools to be able to really go to that next level. That's what it's all about. So if you've got questions about your health, you may call right now. We'll talk about it and talk about answers as well. Maybe you've got a friend or family member, a close loved one that really needs some help and you want to talk to them about it. Well, you can call us and talk about it as well. Let's go to the lines now and go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Yes, sir, Dr. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, it's great to talk with you. What's going on?
I'm 71 years old, and I'm in pretty good health, and I keep busy. And 12 years ago, I had a bout with bladder cancer. And my urologist, he took a said it was about the size of a pencil eraser. He did the surgery, and he said there was no into the muscle. I never got in the muscle, and I never had chemo or radiation. So I went for my checkup 3 months later for cystoscopy. Things are fine 6 months, a year. So it's been 12 years now. So just last year I had a cystoscopy and everything was fine. And just a week and a half ago I went to him just for a regular checkup for a PSA. And he said there was a spot of blood in my urine. And he said that he wanted me to come back in July for a cystoscopy. And I was going to ask him, I said, why are you waiting so long to, you know, to do the cystoscopy in July? If he's concerned with the blood in the urine, why isn't he doing it now?
And he didn't. Did you ask him that, and he didn't tell you?
I sort of asked him. You know, I was sort of a little hesitant, a little nervous. And he said, as he looked in the scope, he said there was a little bit more red blood cells in there than white. And he said mm-hmm. he just wanted to check in July and give me a cystoscopy in July.
And are you asking me whether you should do it or not?
Yes. It was just a regular checkup, but he had already done the cystoscopy last June, so it's not even been a year.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, if he's concerned about it, he may have seen some cells in there that he was a little concerned for, and that's no big deal. I'll just let him do the test again, you know, just to verify whatever he needs to. You know, not having all the details, I don't know exactly what he may have seen or may have been concerned about. But, I mean, are you concerned he might be overdoing it on the test a little bit?
No, he's a good friend, Dr. Grayson. I love him.
Okay.
But I've been there for 25 or 30 years, but he said there was more red blood cells. He just wanted to check it in July. And I'm just thinking later, so why didn't he check it with him the next week or so? So he must not be concerned that much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it was slight and it was nothing that he was, I mean, again, that judgment call from a guy like that, your physician, if it's serious, he's going to check it very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're kind of wondering about alleviating the stress of being worried about seeing red blood cells, yeah, I mean, trust me, he's not going to just let it slide if it could be something serious. You know, so I wouldn't let that worry you too much. I mean, one of those things about anything with the bladder, whatever, you know, to test something and then test it again, there's multiple reasons for doing that. And if only one of the criteria were there, you know, that's probably the reason why he went that direction. So anyway, wouldn't worry too much about it. And especially if he's a guy you've known for 25 years and been your doctor forever, hey, he's making good judgment calls. So keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, go online. Check us out, healthcoachradio.com. What are your goals right now for this year? You know, so many times you get to the first of the year and you have your goals and you get excited and you think you're going to lose the weight and you're going to be healthier than you ever have before. Well, that's a good thing. You know, we want to be that. But at the end of the day, we also want to be able to hit our goals and be realistic about it. And when the tough times come, sticking it out, still going and exercising, still eating healthy and doing well that way, it all matters and it all adds up. So making those decisions of going to the next level is what it's all about. And on this show, we want to help you do it. So if you're looking to lose some extra weight and you're looking for some ways to do that, I want to give you a couple of keys that are vital. Number one is make sure that you're eating an anti-inflammatory-based diet. Now, you don't have to do this all the time, because I'm not an all-or-nothing kind of guy. However, if you can eat well 90% of the time, 10% do what you want, that means about two or three meals a week, blow it and have fun, that's a great thing. Your body will compensate, and you'll do quite well. So it's just a matter of picking those foods, eating the ones that you need to, the lean protein sources, low glycemic carbs, and the good, healthy fats. Those are all very, very important. And don't forget drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. That is vital, more than vital, for a multitude of reasons, for proper hydration, for good cell function, and also for fat loss. It's a big one. Get your blood test done every 6 months with your doctor. Very important. Stay on top of the game. And then make sure to supplement with whole food supplements. That's a key as well. And don't forget exercise. Get moving. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something that you enjoy. And one of my favorites is rest. You got to take a chill pill. Relax. Shut it down 1 day a week. Get in bed before midnight. And if you do that, you'll be cooking on your way to dropping the weight, getting some good healthy habits together, and thriving. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank you, friend. Healthy Talk Radio.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.